In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, this is letter number 1861. Baruch Hashem, dated the 22nd day of Elul Tavshiyud Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 10th day of Elul, in which you write about your various experiences and difficulties. And also that you very easily get angry and in your thoughts fall in, etc. I'm not sure exactly. I don't think he's talking about suicidal or whatever. But the Rebbe doesn't say. It just says, I don't know exactly what she wrote. But she was, she falls into this fury. So the Rebbe says, generally speaking, you must remove your mind from this. Self's understood. You need to do what the doctor tells you to do, instructs you to do. But that is only as it relates what you need to do. But you're thinking too much about this, you're reflecting on this, that's not our thing, is to worry about it. You should remove your mind from them. That will certainly be healthier for you. And that will, when you have, and then you will have more time to be successful in your personal matters and also in your participation in your activities in Chabad in the Holy Land. Apparently, he was from Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe suggested that it would be a good idea that you should study by heart a few chapters of the Mishnayos, a few chapters of the Tanya. As Rebbe says, self-understood, don't strain yourself. And when you feel that you get upset, you get angry, but you have bad thoughts that fall into your mind, so then you should think several Mishnahs of Mishnayos, several lines of the Tanya, and a little light pushes away lots of darkness. Especially when we're talking about a light which comes from the luminary of Chassidus. And this darkness is only an imaginary. It's a meduma choshech, not really darkness, so it's an imaginary. So the light from a few words of Tanya can push away a lot of imaginary darkness. Your note, the pidyon nefesh of Shoshana that's upon us, I received and I'll read it, b'li neder, on an auspicious time, on the resting place, on the tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. And again, the Rebbe finishes the letter for the new year. He's blessing him for Ksivach Sima Toivo, Shana Toivo Masukha, Gashna Ruchnis, with blessing. So here this person writes to the Rebbe about that what he lived through. Some of these people who went through the Holocaust or whatever other thing is, they had leftover baggage from their experiences. Sure. And therefore they would get, you know, very easily angry or upset. And they have these thoughts. So the Rebbe says, do what the doctor tells you, but don't think about it. And the Rebbe advises him to study by heart. Well, if you want to help yourself, the Rebbe says you have to remove your mind from those thoughts and use the Tanya and Mishnah that you study by heart. Start thinking about that, and a little light will push away a lot of darkness, especially an imaginary darkness. And that's one way to be able to overcome this difficulty.